A study on dogs at the University of Missouri might show whether leftover cells from pregnancy lead to diseases like cancer. Whether the same is true for humans remains to be seen. The condition is called microchimerism. It's when cells from a newborn remain in a mother's body and, although foreign, continue to live and thrive. Dr. Senthil Kumar at the University of Missouri School of Veterinary Medicine says studies on dogs, which live comparatively shorter lives than humans, could provide answers more quickly.
Whether we can relate that to any disease or whether we can follow up during their lifetime and see whether there is any difference between the presence and the absence of this.
Kumar says the study could link these extra cells to autoimmune diseases, arthritis, multiple sclerosis, and possibly cancer. However, he says much more study is needed to draw definitive data. He says the study looks for male DNA in the female body.
So what we are interested in seeing is just to see the male chromosomal DNA in the female blood, which is obviously the mother, who bear a male child.
He says the goal is to eventually carry these studies over to humans to see how microchimerism affects the human body. But that takes nearly 70 years for certain diseases to show up in humans, compared to about 14 in dogs. Kumar says dogs represent an excellent model of many ailments in people. So working with dogs allows studies that further clarify the role of microchimerism in human health and disease. Jessica Machetta, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.